Draft proposals for the new Common Agriculture Policy focus on making agriculture more sustainable, thereby benefiting the climate and environment. But what impact will these draft proposals have on the farming and rural communities throughout Northern Ireland? That's what members of the Assembly Committee for Agriculture and Rural Development wanted to find out when they hosted a seminar on the topic. We caught up with Committee Chair Paul Frew to find out more. Paul, could you outline what the issues are with these draft proposals?
Yes, I certainly can. First of all, the committee believes that the proposals lack innovation and require further work to safeguard both the agri-food sector, which is very, very important to Northern Ireland, and also the environment. There is some issues in detail around the 7% of the ecological areas, about the definitions of permanent pasture, active farmer definition, small farmer definition. So there's a lot of issues there that needs to be resolved and needs to be clarified. And we're on a process, I suppose, of getting that clarification as we go along.
And why did the committee think it was important to hold this event on this issue in particular?
Well, it's very important to engage with all our stakeholders at a committee level. But to run a seminar like this, where we actually bring someone from the Commission into Northern Ireland to see it firsthand, the issues and the problems that we have and the concerns around the CAP proposals, it's also very important that the stakeholders get to, first of all, come up to Stormont to meet with us as a committee, but also to tap in directly to the European Commission and somebody of Michael Hamill's importance so that they can engage fully with him and he can ascertain their concerns and their problems and take that back to the Commission.
The UK government is responsible for negotiating the proposals on behalf of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, but how can the Assembly Committee ensure that the concerns of the local farming and rural communities are taken into account?
Well, we have a very important job of work there because the UK, a very important member state in Europe, is different in every county, and the way we do things in Northern Ireland farming-wise is not necessarily the same in East Anglia or places in England. So it's very important that the voice of Northern Ireland is heard on a UK basis, not only Europe-wide. So it's very important that we have submitted evidence to the Westminster Committee when they carried out an inquiry into greening of the CAP and the proposals therein. Again, it's very important. Today's event was a chance to raise our concerns directly at Europe and also to, again, measure the concern by the stakeholders so that we will be fully armed and informed when we go to meet our MPs in Westminster and when we go to meet the EFRA committee chairperson in order to allay them concerns to her so that Northern Ireland's thinking and concerns are built in to the UK stance when it comes to negotiations on CAP.